This was another week that sports fans probably would like to forget. The news of alleged legal drug use by such top athletes as Barry Bonds and Marion Jones changed the focus of sports talk in this country, from fisticuffs in the NBA to steroids, cheating, and lies. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It had been relatively quiet on the sports doping front. Most Americans had forgotten the drug scandals of the Athens Summer Olympics. Sports journalists were busy analyzing last month's brawl between NBA players and fans. Remember the brawl? But then late this week, 2 days of doping revelations reminded us the drug issue's never far away. First, newspaper reports of what two baseball stars told a grand jury investigating the Balco doping scandal. Jason Giambi of the New York Yankees reportedly admitted taking illegal drugs after saying publicly he hadn't. And, according to San Francisco Chronicle reporter Lance Williams,
in front of the grand jury, Barry Bonds acknowledged using two substances that matched the description of the undetectable steroids that Balco was distributing.
Then, Friday night, ABC TV's 2020 broadcast allegations against Olympic track and field star Marion Jones.
So she says she's never taken any drugs, and you say she was taking EPO, the clear, insulin, growth hormone, and that you saw her even inject herself. You saw that happen.
That's correct.
That's reporter Martin Bashir questioning Victor Conti, the man who founded the controversial California lab Balco. Conti has been indicted on charges of distributing illegal performance-enhancing drugs to elite athletes. Friday night, he startled a national TV audience by admitting his guilt and implicating a number of top athletes, including Jones, who says she may sue Conti. Conti also told all in a current ESPN the Magazine article entitled Last Laugh. The title makes even more sense when you hear the words of Richard Goodman, who worked at Balco with Conti for several years.
He is an extremely intelligent man. He has a near photographic memory,
which Goodman says allowed Conti to learn all about the nutritional supplements and, apparently, illegal steroids he distributed through Balco. With no scientific background, but with this self-taught knowledge, Goodman says Conti often relished getting the last laugh.
I have seen PhDs try to put him down if he'd make a statement, well, magnesium affects the metabolism or performance in certain ways, and some PhD would say, oh no, that isn't so, and Victor would kind of smile slyly and say, well, if you look at the Lancet for June 1983 on page 722, and he would quote it, and this would effectively put the PhD in his or her place.
While some say this week's revelations were another example of Victor Conti showing the world, there's suspicion that superstar Barry Bonds isn't showing enough. The Chronicle report says Bonds told the grand jury he didn't knowingly take illegal steroids. The public reaction has ranged from skepticism to anger among those who wonder how Bonds bulked up in his late 30s and enjoyed a power surge as he chased baseball's all-time home run record. Former baseball commissioner Faye Vincent says Bonds risks the kind of alienation Pete Rose experienced because of his gambling problems.
Rose got in trouble, lied about it, never really straightened it out, and I think in terms of the public and institutional baseball is in a very bad place. The next couple of weeks or month for Bonds is going to be very important. My own suggestion would be to tell people exactly what he's been doing, why, what the problems are, and for any mistakes, say sorry.
Such actions seem unlikely for Bonds, who's largely been an aloof public figure. He has always asked to be judged by what he does on a baseball diamond. His on-field accomplishments, though, are hardly a refuge from the steroid suspicions. He's currently third on the home run list and on pace to break baseball's most hallowed record within the next couple of years. But the specter of a drugs asterisk hangs over that record. Baseball statistical expert Bill James used to write a series of books called The Baseball Abstract.
I don't regard his achievements as tarnished. I regard them as questioned or challenged.
Bill James thinks it may be another decade before there's a consensus on how the public views statistics from Barry Bonds' era. Will the fans simply write off the numbers that piled up because players were aided by steroids? Not if John McCain has his way. The Arizona senator responded to this week's drug news by demanding the baseball commissioner and the head of the players' union act quickly to tighten up baseball's drug testing. "I'll give them until January," McCain said in an interview, "and then I'll introduce legislation." In the meantime, many are bracing for what might come next in a doping scandal that's now anything but quiet. Tom Goldman, NPR News.